You're listening to Empire KVCR News. I'm Rick Dulock. On most Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR News contributor Cassie McDuff and review some of the big Inland Empire news stories from the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Rick.
Well, an Inland Empire congressman is targeting the military's practice of disposing of toxic waste in burn pits. That sounds illegal to me.
Well, you'd think it would be. This is Congressman Raul Ruiz, a Democrat from Palm Desert. He's a medical doctor, and he became concerned about symptoms that he was hearing about from his constituents, everything from skin rashes to respiratory problems to cancer. And he learned from a constituent that all manner of trash, including even air conditioning units and batteries, which you know batteries have lead in them, are being burned in these pits. One of his constituents, who now has this skin condition, said that he lived right next to the open burn pit, and so he was breathing that smoke during his deployment in Iraq from 2004 to 2007. And he said it's constant. So Congressman Ruiz, last year, co-founded the Congressional Burn Pit Caucus, which includes members of both parties who are concerned about this practice. The Department of Defense says that they're looking into it and looking into the long-term health effects of exposure to smoke from burn pits. Right now, the congressman has a bill that would phase out 9 active burn pits identified in a report to Congress. The bill also calls on the Department of Defense to list locations where burn pits were used and to update Congress on research into burn pit-related health issues. As you can imagine, this is not going to be a quick process. And right now, the Pentagon acknowledges that there are burn pits still in use in Syria, Afghanistan, and Egypt.
Wow. Well, the East Vail City Council is resisting calls to bar the use of city credit cards for staff parties. How much is East Vail partying?
Well, I think the thing that grabbed the public attention was a $3,500 expenditure for a holiday party at Dave & Buster's in Ontario for 60 city employees. One citizen group has calculated that the city has spent something like $11,000 on employee entertainment, from baby showers and birthday cakes to this holiday party. Interestingly, the city council is justifying this as a way to improve employee morale and reduce turnover. East Vail was one of those new Inland Empire cities that had its funding cut, and so it had a lot of staff turnover. And now that the state has restored that funding, it says it's been able to retain employees better, and they say that these little perks are part of what's keeping the employees around.
They just want to keep people happy over there.
That's what they're saying.
Some San Bernardino officials feel the city was hoodwinked into approving a county welfare office near homes. Where's the office and who's complaining?
Well, this is up by Little Mountain Road and 27th Street. It's a heavily residential area, one of the older neighborhoods in San Bernardino. And what happened was a consultant for the county apparently misidentified what this office was going to be. They called it Human Resources rather than Human Services. So that's a big difference.
Right.
It was approved at the staff level. It didn't go to the Planning Commission. It didn't go to the City Council. Because the expectation was that it wasn't going to impact the neighborhood with a lot of additional traffic. This would be, you know, where people would apply for jobs and inquire about employees.
Right, but not coming standing in line.
Right. And the thing that makes me curious, it doesn't seem to be on an active bus line, so it's not even convenient for people who don't have cars to come there. So Councilman Henry Nickel, whose district borders this, is calling for this to be reconsidered as its actual use, maybe have a traffic study, maybe have further hearings so that the public can comment, and we'll see what happens with that.
And finally, the first woman to ever serve as a Riverside County supervisor has passed away.
Right. This was Kay Seniceros. She was elected to the Board of Supervisors in 1980, and as you said, the first woman to be elected. She stayed in office through 1996, and it was another 23 years before there was another woman elected to that Board of Supervisors. Kind of unusual. She passed away at the age of 81 after suffering from Alzheimer's disease. She had a reputation for being fair-minded and keen on policy and very growth-conscious. Former Supervisor John Tavoloni called her a tough cookie who would and did stand up to anyone who didn't agree with her, but in a gentle, diplomatic way. She admitted that she was quite strong-willed. She said she didn't always take it quietly when she was voicing her opinion about how she was going to vote. She held a bachelor's degree in urban studies and a master's degree in public administration, so very well qualified to serve on a public body like this.
The first woman ever to serve as a supervisor. Well, thank you, Cassie, for coming in. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Rick.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime IE journalist. She helps us out regularly for our Friday morning news wrap. You can find these segments on our website at kvcrnews.org. This segment made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.